That ring is Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mary's plan to lock her probation officer, Uncle Henry Lunsford, up in a bread truck and get him out of town until her probation term expired is having disastrous results. Uncle Henry is back in town threatening to end Mary's freedom. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
But listen, Uncle Henry, Mary never meant to do you no harm. She was just playing a prank on you. Yeah, hello? Hello? Hello?
Did he hang up on you, Lum?
Yeah, that dead blame barman. Huh. Claimed he didn't get back home from that ride in the bread truck till early this morning.
Hmm.
Oh, he's mad as a wet setting hen.
Well, what's he aiming to do about Mary?
Oh, he says he's writing a report on her to the reformatory right now.
Oh, my.
And excuse him, might not ever crime he is in the law books.
That snake in the weed.
First of all, he's accusing her of obstructing the due process of the law.
Ah. Huh.
I believe that's what he called it. He claims when Mary and Kenny Pomeroy locked him in the bread truck, they obstructed an officer of the law from doing his duty.
Oh, pal.
He did, he said that. Next, he accused her of assaulting the battery.
Huh?
Striking an officer of the law.
What law mean Mary never hit him, Lord?
I know she never, but Uncle Henry claims that when the truck started up, it jolted him and he fell down in there and struck his head. He claims it's all Mary's fault that it happened to him.
Though it maybe might have knocked a little sense into him. It ain't Mary's fault he's so dadgum clumsy.
And next he's accusing her of kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
Yeah.
Oh.
Says that when he hit his head, it knocked him unconscious, and he didn't wake up till the truck had got across the state line and got over into Oklahoma.
Well, that ain't very far from here, Oklahoma.
I know it ain't, but he claims as long as he was taken across the state line, why, that makes it kidnapping.
Doggett, I don't see how he figured it could be kidnapping. He ain't no kid. Might be man-napping. Old man-napping's what it'd be. But I know good and well it ain't kidnapping.
Whatever it is or ain't, that's what Uncle Henry's writing down in his report. And we got to keep him from sending it to the reformatory.
All right, Doggett, let's go right down to the jailhouse right now, Lum, and whop him right on top of the head and take that letter away from him. Come on, let's go.
Well, wait a minute now, Abner. We can't do that.
Well, why can't we? Both of us is bigger than him. I would.
I can whip him by myself.
Well, go on down there. I'll stay here and look at this door.
Oh, we'd be guilty of them same things he's accusing Mary of. Striking an officer. Obstructing justice. And then he could prove we was criminal, too.
Uh-huh.
That'd show we ain't fit to be raising no youngin'. Then we never would get to keep Mary.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? Well, what can we do, Lum? That way Uncle Henry gets outside the jail and take the letter away from him before he gets to mail it?
No, we can't do that neither. Because that'd be tampering with the mail.
It would.
And that'd be breaking a federal law.
Uh-oh, don't want to do that.
Then we get thrown in a federal government penitentiary.
Yeah. Doggy, he's got us just exactly whereabouts he wants us at, looks to me like, Lum.
Yeah, and he knows it, too.
Yes, he does.
But we can't let him get away with this.
No.
We just can't let Mary be sent back to the reformatory. That's all there are to it.
Well, what can we do, Lum?
I don't know, Abner. I don't know.
We got to do something.
We just study up some good legal way of getting that letter away from him.
Legal, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. I know it ought to be something. Might have a legal holiday and close up the post office for today.
Well, this ain't no holiday.
Huh?
You can't just declare them things whenever you feel like it.
Well, you've declared holidays for the scholars over at the schoolhouse, Mom.
Yeah, that's just because I'm president of the school board. That don't have no effect on the post office.
Oh. Now, let's see. What might have a legal fire at the jailhouse.
Oh.
Or Dick Huddleston's store might catch on fire right after Uncle Henry mails a letter over there and burn it up.
Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. We don't want to burn Dick's store down for him.
Huh? I recollect one time Dick's store did catch on fire, Lum.
Well, that was an accident, though.
Well, I could make this accident up.
Well, you're going to have us arrested for arsenic.
Huh?
Arsenic. That's the law term for burning down something on a purpose.
Oh. Let's see now. Looks like anything we try to study up is again the law, you know?
Yeah, that's the trouble. Whatever we study up, we got to do in a hurry, though.
Yeah.
Might not have time for the mail hack now.
Yeah, it'll be long anytime.
Uncle Henry, I'm more than likely want the letter to go out on today's mail.
Oh, sure. He can't wait to get over at that reform school and get Mary sent back over.
Wait a minute, Evan. There goes Cedric by the store. Go out there and stop him. I believe I got an ID.
What do you want him for, Lon?
Just hurry up and get him, and don't let him get by.
Well, all right. I'll stop him, yeah. Hey, Cedric. Cedric, come here. Come here. Lum wants you for something. Hurry up, Cedric. Come on up here. Lum wants to see you.
Well, what's Mr. Lum want with
me? I don't know. Come on over here. Just step inside here. He'll tell you. What's your idea now, Lum?
Listen, Cedric, I want you to go down to the jailhouse for us.
The jailhouse? Well, I ain't done nothing, Mr. Lum. Honest, I ain't.
I know you ain't. I just want you to do me a favor. Or that is, I want you to do Uncle Henry a favor.
Do Uncle Henry a favor? We don't want to do him no favors, Lon.
Hey, shut up, Abner.
Huh?
And when you get down there, Cedric, make a casual remark and say that you're heading up toward the post office and ask him if he's got any letters he wants mailed.
Oh, I see. Doggy, that's a good idea. Yeah.
And he'll more than likely give you a letter and then you come back here. You understand now, Cedric?
Yes, Lon.
All right. Get down there as fast as you can now before Uncle Henry leaves.
Yes, Mom, I'll hurry up.
Now, hurry up now. Don't waste no time.
What? I don't know what then it said, Cedric. Don't matter about that. No way. Just hurry.
Just get it from him. That's the main thing, Cedric. Oh, this Mom, I just thought of something else, too. What if Uncle Henry don't give the letter to Cedric, though?
Well, I think he will, though. There's more to this idea of mine than I told you.
Yeah, but he might want to make sure that letter's mailed itself, Mom. You know Uncle Henry. He don't put no trust in nobody. Or he might expect that we put Cedric up to this, you know that.
No, I don't think he expects
that. Well, he might. That old man's the suspiciousest one human I ever knowed in my life, Lon.
Yeah, but he ain't the smartest fella I ever seen, either.
Well, no, but he's fishing everybody, I know that.
Yeah, he knows Cedric hangs around there quite a bit.
Yeah.
It'll look all right.
It will, huh?
So, here's the rest of my plan. See, we're going to call Uncle Henry up and tell him there's a robbery or something somewhere.
Robbery? Whereabouts, Lon? Where'd it happen?
Wait a minute. Don't get too excited. They ain't actual one. We're just going to tell him that so he'll have to leave right away.
Leave?
Yeah, we can tell him there's a robbery or a fight or somebody stealing chickens or something.
Well, why do we want him to leave for long?
Well, and then he'll undoubtedly ask Cedric to mail a letter for him.
Oh, I
smell that. That's the way he gives Cedric the letters.
You're a genius, you know it, Lon.
Oh, but you're the first to say that.
Yes, you are. You sure?
About half smart, I reckon.
Doggy, that is a good one. That is a good one.
Of course, we'll have to disguise our voice awful good. Because if he knows it's me or you calling, he'll fishing something right away.
Yeah, well, I expect you better do it, then, Lon. I believe you can disguise better than I can.
Yeah, well, let's see. Reckon I ought to use my high voice or my low voice.
Wait a minute. Be quiet, Lon. Here comes Grandpappy Spears up out there.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, what's he have to come around just now?
Well, don't say nothing.
Wait a minute, though. I believe we can use him.
Grandpappy?
Yeah. We'll have him make the call for us.
Call Uncle Henry?
Why, sure. That's better than trying to disguise our voices.
Yeah, but how can we get Grandpappy to do that? He's a pretty good friend, Uncle Henry's, Lon. He ain't going to think much.
Well, he won't think nothing about Grandpappy calling, though.
He won't, huh?
Why, sure not.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah,
howdy,
Grandpap.
Come on in.
Yeah, you're just in time to get in on some fun, Grandpap.
Good for me.
Yes, sir, you're the very fella.
Yeah, we're playing a little joke on Uncle Henry.
Well, good. I love a joke.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Oh, this is a band.
Ring up his number.
Oh, yeah, Abner. Yeah, I'll get him right now. Get him right now.
I'd love to play a joke on that pigeon-toed varmint. How do we do it? What are we going to do? Push him off or something?
No, wait a minute. Lon will tell you about it.
Just tell him, you seen some boys breaking into the warehouse.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Yeah, he loves to chase them, young. Go ahead and take a receiver.
Take a phone. I believe it's on.
Tell him you seen some boys breaking into the warehouse. That's the thing.
Don't talk too loud. Here,
hello? Oh, is this our beloved and honored town marshal?
Don't you laugh.
This is Milford Spears talking. I say, I just seen some boys breaking into the warehouse.
That'll do it.
Yeah, they looked awful desperate. Well, you better skedaddle right over there before they get away. Yep. Oh, not at all. Just proud to help you out. Goodbye.
What'd he say?
Oh, I can't hardly keep a straight voice. Oh, that pigeon toed idiot was so excited he didn't hardly say nothing, huh?
Excited? I ain't no good I'd left us all that. I wished I'd be down there by the jail and watch him run out of that place.
Oh, he's happy now. Yeah. He can be out chasing somebody. That's all he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if somebody littler than him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a happy man now.
Yeah, love to jump on the young'uns around town here. I wish we could slip over at the warehouse and watch him. I can just see him now sneaking around carrying that big old revolver he's got.
Jimmy, I know what let's do. Huh? I've got a better idea. Let's call up old Ned over to the warehouse and tip him off.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah.
Tell him to tell Uncle Henry he's seen the criminals heading down towards the swamp. We'll run him all over this part of the country.
That's the thing to do. Call him up, Grandpa. Call him up.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not scare this too far. Joke's a joke. Let's not let it get away from
us. Yeah, but this'll be fun no longer.
I'd love to send that bandy-legged critter on a wild goose chase clean down in Texas if I could.
Go ahead, Grandpa. Call up old Ned over at the warehouse.
No, Abner, now, we ain't gonna do that.
Huh?
We don't want to get into a batch of trouble over this.
Well, we're more than likely into trouble over it already, Lum. Uncle Henry finds out somebody's pranking him, well, he'll know it was me and
him. Oh, that reminds me. Now, listen, Grandpa, don't you ever tell Uncle Henry that me and Abner had anything to do with this.
No.
Well, I can't tell you the reason right now. I'll explain it to you someday.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you what, Mom. I'll promise not to tell him if you let me call Ned.
Yeah, there, Mom. That's fair enough, ain't it, man?
Well,
that's a good deal.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric back.
I know this. Look at that boy, Ronwood.
I'll say one thing for Cedric. When you tell him to do something, he does it that way in no time.
Yeah, Cedric's a good boy. You can do that.
Have you got the letter with him?
I can't tell. He's running. He must have it.
Well, I've done what you told me to.
Did you get the letter, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Good for you, Cedric. Good for you.
When I first got there, he told me not to hang around. Then he got a phone call and got excited and handed me the letter and run out.
I don't think this worked out just like you said it would, Mom. Give us a letter, Cedric.
Mom?
Give us a letter.
Oh, I ain't got that no more.
Ain't got it? What'd you do with it?
Well, I stopped by Dick Huddleston's store and I mailed it, naturally.